changes not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see, and all I have needed thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 besides. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. So faithful to me.
I want to welcome each one of you to this taping. A special welcome to the members of Grace Christian Fellowship. And what a joy it was on Sunday, this past Sunday, to visit over 40 homes and just bring a little gift along and a blessing. And we were blessed as well as we were able to travel around Creston and just go home to home. I know some people were surprised when we showed up, but it was an opportunity for the Lord to minister to each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. So again, a special welcome to the members of Grace Christian Fellowship. My prayer today is that this message will strengthen you and challenge you one more time in your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have your Bibles today, I want you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And the title of the sermon today is, It's Time to Open the Door of Your Life to Jesus. It's time to open the door of your life to Jesus. Father, I just thank you for your precious word today. Lord, I pray for every person that is listening to this message today that you will touch them. Father, that you will minister life to them in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever they are, whatever situation they may find themselves in today, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will reach out and just minister to them in the name of Jesus Christ. We just thank you today for your word, Lord. We thank you that we can stand upon the promises of God. We can stand upon your word. Let your word challenge us today, I pray, to go deeper in our walk with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. This verse is in the middle of a message to the church at Laodicea. And it's a message about lukewarmness and how the state of the church in Laodicea was actually making Jesus sick. Think of it. The Bible says he wanted to vomit them out of his mouth. The church was self-satisfied. They had lost their passion for Christ. And friends, we need a passion for Christ in the church. We need that fire to grow in us, even on a daily basis. But in the church at Laodicea, everything had become mechanical, void of the Spirit. Verse 15 gives us a clear picture. Jesus is outside the church and outside the lives of God's people. And the picture again tells us that he is knocking. Jesus is knocking, wanting to come back in. Can you imagine? We know that Christ is supposed to be in the church, not outside the church. Jesus is supposed to be in our lives, not outside of our lives. But here we see that he's waiting for someone to respond to his knocks and open the door of their lives. And I think that's the call that the Holy Spirit has for us today. Who is going to respond to the knocks on the door of their heart? That knock is coming from Jesus himself. He wants to come in. The Bible says in this particular set of verses that he wants to come in and he wants to dine with us and he with me, the scripture says. And that means he wants to enjoy fellowship with us. He wants to enjoy fellowship with us. Let's look at another set of verses. In Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Verse 23, thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, listen, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. Wow. What a powerful set of verses. And when I read that a few weeks ago, I said, you know what? I've got to preach on these verses because they're so illuminating. Life should not be primarily about gaining earthly wisdom or some high, powerful position. Life should not be about attaining earthly material possessions. And I think we're all understanding that. Our life's priority should be, especially as believers, if you're born again of the Spirit of God, your life's desire and priority should be to know God and His ways. You know, that's why we have to read the Bible. I know that some people just read portions of the Bible, but you know what? We need to read the whole Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, to understand fully and completely all the things that God has for us, and also to know Him, His character, every aspect of who God is, to gain a fuller revelation. The Bible describes Moses. Think about it now. The Bible describes Moses as a friend of God. Can you imagine? God called Moses His friend. There were things that God showed Moses that He didn't show the rest of the Israelites. There were aspects of His character that He revealed to Moses that He did not reveal to the rest of the Israelites. In fact, even when His own brother, Moses' own brother and sister, rose up against Him, the Bible says God put down that rebellion and He talked to Moses' brother and sister and told them what a great man Moses was. Because God knew Moses and Moses knew God. King David is described as a man after God's own heart. Think about it. A man after God's own heart. The Bible says that there was nothing that God could ask David that he would not do. He was fully and completely obedient to the Lord. And even when he sinned, and we know he did sin, the Bible describes David's penance, a psalm of repentance in Psalm 51, and there he reveals his heart as he comes before God and asks God to forgive him and cleanse him and purify him. So, friends, the most important thing in life is to open the door of our heart to Jesus. That's what we need to do. Every single day of our life, we need to see, Lord Jesus, have Your way in my life. Whatever You ask me to do, that's what I want to do, Lord. Wherever You call me to go, that's where I want to go, Lord. Whatever You ask me to speak, that's what I want to speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's calling us today to know Him, to fellowship with Him. I want to look at another set of verses in Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 10. Paul here says, that I may know Him. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. And the fellowship of His sufferings, power and sufferings, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Now I want to center in, especially on verse number 10, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead, Paul says, I want to know Him and I want to experience that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. The fullness of that power I want to experience as I come into fellowship with God. You know, when you fellowship with God, He empowers you. Hallelujah. He fills you. Praise God. Then it says, and the fellowship of his sufferings. You know, during this pandemic, there are people, I think even believers, that are going through a time of suffering. You know, we think of the pandemic as Canada, as the United States. But there are people, Christians, all over the world, especially in persecuted countries, that don't have all the blessings that we have. The government is sending out paychecks. The government is bailing out businesses. But in persecuted countries, they don't have that. They don't have that at all. And many are going through times of suffering. I think about North Korea. I think about the underground church in China, in other places in the world, even Russia, where our fellow believers are experiencing an intense time of suffering. And friends, let me tell you, it's going to come our way as well. It's not going to be avoided. We don't know how long this pandemic is going to last. But I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt that if you're a Christian, there is going to come a time of persecution and with it a time of suffering. And that's why we need to put our roots deep within the soil of God's Word, and we need to get to know Him like we've never known Him before. Hallelujah. Suffering. To be willing to take up your cross. To take up your cross. You know, Jesus died on a cross. He shed His blood on a cross. The cross represents death. And to the believer, the cross represents that opportunity to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. That everything that we are is offered to God. Hallelujah. Even our physical bodies are offered to God and say, Lord, whatever You want to do, whatever You want to do through us, we're not going to stand in the way. Praise God. Can somebody say amen? Whatever God wants to do with these physical bodies, wherever He takes us, we're not going to resist. We are going to follow even in the footsteps of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Wherever He goes. You know, this is not always easy. It's not easy to take up your cross. And the Bible says to take it up daily. Daily. It's not easy. It's a willingness to stop trusting in yourself and to put your faith in the finished work of Christ at Calvary. Hallelujah. That no matter what we face, our faith and our trust is in the Lord. And I don't know what you're facing tonight as you're listening to this message. As a believer, I don't know what you're going through. I prayed last week because I sensed so strongly that people were battling fear and anxiety and uncertainty. But I want you to know I am calling you today to take up your cross and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. To lay everything at the altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. To lay it all at the foot of the cross, even today, in the name of Jesus, and say, Lord, I don't know what the future holds, but my life is in Your hands. Praise God. Can you say amen, somebody? We are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord has everything under control. And that's where the peace comes, when we give it to God, when we give it all to the Lord. It's a willingness to stop trusting in yourself and to put your faith in the finished work of Christ. Let me look at a few verses as I close. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. And these verses are shocking, because when you read them, it really shakes you. It really shakes you. Look at verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, when you're saved, when you're born again, your spirit bears witness with the Spirit of God that you are His child. Are you hearing me? When you're born again, friends, a change happens in your life. There is something that takes place that changes who you are. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Praise God. New desires. There should be a desire in you to want to know God. There should be a desire welling up in you right now. Hallelujah. To get into the Word and to read it. Those are desires that come from your reborn spirit. Hallelujah. But not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You know, not everyone who says they're a Christian really are one. But he, look what it says in the latter portion of verse 21, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many, look at verse 22. Many. You know, when I read that, I thought, wow, many. Maybe even multitudes will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. They know the name, Jesus, Jesus. Have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? Have we not done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, verse 23, I never knew you. Wouldn't that be a shock? You're standing before God. You went to church. You tithed to the church. You did a lot of good things. You might even have prophesied. You might even have cast out a demon. Have done many wonderful things. And yet the Lord looks at you and says, I never knew you. Friends, this is a wake-up call for a lot of people, even in the church today. It's a wake-up call. Look what Jesus says next. Depart from me. Depart from me. You who practice lawlessness. In other words, a person is going through the motions. They might even have experienced some sense of His presence, but they've never truly been born of the Spirit of God. They're not following Him. A lot of good things accomplished, and yet the most important pursuit left undone, knowing Him. You know, we can get so busy. We can find ourselves doing so many things and leaving the most important thing undone, and that is seeking His holy face. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what Jesus said to Mary. He said to Mary, "You have chosen the right path," because Mary was at the feet of Jesus, just basking in His presence. Hallelujah. Friends, we need time just to bask in His holy presence. Hallelujah. Friends, during this pandemic, when we have nowhere to go and sometimes nothing to do, it is the opportunity, hallelujah, of a generation to come into His presence and just be there dwelling, hallelujah, in His very divine essence and glory. Praise the name of Jesus. What an opportunity. Not everyone, and let me repeat it, not everyone who says they are a follower of Jesus actually is. We hear a lot about fake news, but there's also fake Christians. Their so-called believers are not consumed with doing God's will or fellowshipping with Him. They're only concerned about their own comfort. And friends, I want to challenge you today. Don't be like them. Don't shut the door on Jesus. And as He's knocking today, as this message is going forth, and as He is knocking today, you know, not everyone is listening to Him as He's knocking. They just keep going about their religious activities. And they have forgotten that Jesus, the very one we're supposed to know and follow and worship, is outside, knocking, wanting to come in. I want to challenge you today. If you claim to be a born-again believer, if you claim to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and maybe things have gotten lukewarm in your life, and that fervor that you once had has faded, I am calling you today to listen as He's knocking. And friends, you know what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you to get up from where you are and go over to the door and open it up, and there's Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, God never gives up on us. He's always pursuing us in some way. Are you hearing me tonight? He's pursuing us. He didn't stop. He just keeps knocking. We just need to open up the door and say, "Jesus, come on in. Come on in, Jesus." And the Bible says that He wants to sit down with us. Isn't that amazing? Jesus wants to sit down with us. This is all about fellowship, intimacy, just being with Him, talking to Him, telling Him your problems, worshiping Him, getting to know Him, hallelujah, and sometimes just sitting silently and letting His Spirit fill you back up again. Hallelujah. Strengthening you in the name of Jesus. That's what God is calling us to do in this hour. The church has got busy. Things are happening. But sometimes it's become mechanical, void of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is shutting it all down, calling us back into fellowship with Him. So I want you today to respond to that knocking and let Jesus into your life. Every room, every part of your life. Say, Lord, come on in. Be Lord and Savior of my life. I'm not going to try to drive this car myself. I'm going to sit in the passenger seat, and I'm going to let you drive the car, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. In the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, I just thank you today that you haven't given up on us. Lord, I can hear the knocking. I can hear you knocking. As you came in the book of Genesis in the cool of the day, the fellowship with Adam and Eve, searching. Lord, you're knocking. You're knocking. Those that are listening to this message, maybe you've gotten too busy. You've entertained things that you shouldn't have. You've gotten off the beaten path, the path that God has laid out for you. Gotten away from that pursuit of the Lord. There's still time to make things right. Father, I just pray right now that people listening to this message will go to the door, open it up, and let you come in. Oh, God, I pray for Canada. I pray for the church. I pray for this town of Creston and this valley. That people will come back to you. They will turn back to you, Lord. They will understand that the most important thing in life is fellowshipping and knowing you. So, Father, I just pray that that clarion call would go forth today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And amen. God bless you tonight.
Stop. You never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I can't see it, you're working. Even when